and welcome to the Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of crime fiction and historical novels and an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme on pretty much my favourite subject, books. On my show, I will be introducing you to books, classic and contemporary, that you must read, should enjoy reading, or should not touch with an 11-foot barge pole. Once a month, I will also be doing my special edition children's book show involving younger reviewers, talking about and sharing their favourite books. Well, I am full of the joys of spring today. The other weekend, we had Mothering Sunday here. I think it's a different date in the US, but it's always in March here in Britain. And it's quite a nice little break in the middle of Lent. It usually comes on Laetare Sunday. So, you know, you just feel like a little bit of a ray of sunshine's come in there. And it was quite a special Mothering Sunday for me. My children evicted me from the kitchen quite early in the day because they said they were going to cook me lunch. And I felt a certain level of panic when they said this because I suddenly remembered my eldest son being about 4 years old and waking me up one morning to say, "Mummy, I know you're very tired, so I've made you breakfast. The microwave has blown up, and may I use the kettle to boil the milk?" 5 seconds later, I was like, I'm coming! No, don't touch anything, don't touch my kitchen. So, admittedly, they're a bit older now, so I suspected they probably weren't going to blow up my microwave or fill my kettle with milk. But I wasn't quite sure what kind of a lunch I was going to be eating, and you know, it was perfect. They laid out two places with wine glasses and they lit candles and we had a little salad to start with and then a carbonara and finished off with fruit and chocolate. So do you know, it was a perfect meal and little Natalia hovered, being the waitress. She even said things like, "Enjoy," when she put the plates down, which I could have done without, but it was perfect. It was just right down to a T, like being in our own little lockdown, post-lockdown restaurant. We're not officially in lockdown anymore, but nowhere is open yet. So that was my Mothering Sunday. I'd love to know what your Mothering Sunday or Mother's Day traditions are. Are there particular things you do? Do you send cards? Do you send flowers? Do you bake cakes? Do let me know on fiorella@crusadechannel.com. I have a show with a difference for you today. This is a book show, as you know, though I do digress at times into other areas, but I had an email from Randy the other day. Hello, Randy. Hope you're well today. Saying that he and his wife were binge-watching Midsummer Murders and they'd be quite interested to know what I thought of the series and would I be interested in doing a review of the TV series Midsummer Murders. And I thought, well, why not? It's not a book, but it's crime and it's cozy English crime, if you can call it that, and that's sort of up my street because I also write crime fiction. So instead of the contemporary novel this week, I'm going to talk about Midsummer Murders, and I'm really looking forward to talking about Midsummer Murders because actually it's a really interesting series, very interesting concept. It's cozy English murder with a difference. Cozy English murder on speed. And I'm also going to be introducing you, because I have just introduced myself, to the work of the late, great Roger Scruton, perhaps one of the finest conservative minds of his generation. And I've wanted to know a lot more about Roger Scruton than I shamefully did, because he sadly died quite recently. And he was hugely influential, and he was one of these names everyone knew, we'd all heard of, but I'd never in fact read any of his books. So I read How to Be a Conservative, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that now. I first got chatting with somebody about Roger Scruton at a conference a couple of years ago in Chavagne in France, in the Vendée. That is in fact also where I met Mike Church, so I owe my presence on the Crusade Channel to being at that particular conference, as it happens. And I was chatting with one of the other speakers who was a philosopher who had been hugely influenced by Roger Scruton. I'll talk a bit more about that conversation later because it says a lot about our understanding of truth in a post-truth world. But Sir Roger Vernon Screwton, born in 1944, died in January last year, aged 75. He was a philosopher who specialised in aesthetics, but also political philosophy. What he points out in How to Be a Conservative is that over 70% of academics define themselves as left-wing, or at least left-leaning. So he was quite unusual. He blazed a bit of a trail in that he was an academic, and an influential thinker,